Hi guys, welcome again to this podcast show. My name is Kilfred Mgiani, coming to you from Tanzania, Dar es Salaam City. Okay, you can listen to this podcast on different platforms like Spotify for music, Spotify for podcasters. You can listen to me on Apple for podcast, and you can listen to me on Google Podcast. You know, Valentine's Day is already around the corner. Okay, around the corner, and if you have already started brainstorming some gift ideas, then you're in a great shape. And if you ask us, me, about however the very best present you can give to your other half is quality time. Guys, spend your time with your loved ones, whatever you can. Okay, so that's why this is the list of things on Valentine's Day is what you really need, especially on February 14th of February. Okay, today I just wanna share with you what are the things you can make your Valentine's Day to be very special. Okay, celebrating Valentine's Day at home has perks like no reservations required. Okay, if an expensive dinner at a crowded restaurant leaves you feeling exhausted on Valentine's Day, it might be time to try something less high profile. Okay, so on the other hand, you may crave such a night out, but you're stuck without a suitor. Fortunately, planning a Valentine's Day celebration at home can be just as romantic, if not more romantic, because you can set the scene to match what you and your partner want to do that evening. Okay, it's not necessary to go to their five-star hotels and do have a dinner date tonight. So whether it's a candlelit dinner, curated music, or your favorite meal that you both help prepare, spending your Valentine's Day at home can be a very luxury. Even if you have your kids with you, you can share these ideas to make your Valentine's Day extraordinary, no matter the venue. Okay, so here are the things you can make your Valentine's Day to be very special. Here, number one is decide on your menu. Okay, so if you like to cook, you can go all out with a multiple Valentine's Day extravaganza, or go ahead and get creative. Maybe you want to make it a night of fun appetizers and mini desserts, or serve a slew of. Okay, so and if cooking not your thing, look at the local takeout offering. Your go-to romantic restaurants is offering a Valentine's Day menu to go. Number two here is set the mood. Okay, it's very important. So think about how your favorite eateries create ambiance and work the same magic at home. So use your best dishes. Clear away anything that's not romantic, so romantic, like laptop, phones and stuff, and create a storied tablescape. Flowers can be spicy around your Valentine's Day, so skip the roses and use plenty of votive candles, flameless candles are safe options. So a fantastic table runners and some potted herbs or succulent add a touch of green, so you don't have to eat in your dining room either. Consider creating a cozy spot in the living room with cushions near the coffee table, or even serve dessert on trays in bed. Number two here. Number three, plan for the kids. It's very important, and if you have kids, opt to serve them dinner early and separately. Have a little fun setting up their own restaurant with a kid-friendly menu and play money or credit cards so they can pay their bills and tip the waiter. Okay, after the kids eat, one takes care of the bedtime duties while the other prepares the grown-up meal, okay? Number four here, just add some favorite music. This is very important, guys. Remember the soundtrack. You can put together a list of all your Saint Mary's favorite or pull a romantic playlist. You can list from Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music. You can listen to you can listen on YouTube channels and stuff. So on other streaming services, okay. And since you're in your own space, so dancing between courses is very suggested, guys. You can put your favorite songs with your partner together and enjoy the very 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 happy Valentine's Day with you couples, okay. Number five here, have a little fun. Valentine's Day is the perfect time to mix up. If your date nights are getting a little tired, consider splurging on a date night kit like the Happily Ones, okay, which surprise you with themes, boxes of activities, playlists, and treats that suit your interest, okay. Number six here, which is the last one, give a little something special. This is very important, guys. Valentine's Day at home is the perfect time to remind the special people in your life and how much you really mean to them or to you, okay. Show your appreciations with a Valentine's Day gift from the heart, okay. You can have a gift basket, you can have a gift for him, for the kids, and for your girlfriend. So, and even if the money is tight, you can give plenty of free or nearly free gifts to make this day unforgettable with you and your family and your loved ones. So it's not necessary, guys, as I said, it's not necessary for you to go to a fancy stuff, fancy places, and to spend a lot of time, a lot of money with your partner and family, okay. So it's very advisable, guys, to spend a less money with the one that you love, especially your family members, guys. And it really matters if you have a single girlfriend. You can spend with her or with him very 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 nice, guys. If you really want to care about you, you can even surprise your boyfriend, your girlfriend. For the meantime, you can surprise with your you can surprise your partners if you guys have a long distance relationship. So this Valentine's Day can be the most amazing day, amazing holiday ever among you guys. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. I hope these ideas you can work on and make your coming Valentine's Day very special for you and your partners, and you can spend it in a very 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 good way, okay. So avoid cheating during Valentine's Day. Make sure you stick with your loved ones that you are always with him or her, and make sure you take care of your family. You do whatever you can to make your family happier, okay. So I want to wish you guys very good preparations. If you are preparing some great gift to give your partner, I want to wish you guys a very good preparations. And don't forget to share it, this podcast with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones, okay, with your neighbors, okay. And if you have anything to suggest to me to improve this podcast, you can share me, you can send me direct message so I can read it and I can work on this in order to make this podcast to be the greatest podcast ever, okay. Till next time. Don't forget to listen to my previous episode, okay. So I wish you guys good luck with you and your partner and your loved ones. Bye bye. Until next time.